Hello everyone, welcome to Peculiar Prem Podcast. I am Ademe Fadeonsola Elizabeth, and I'll be your host on this episode. Now with me is Mr. Tade Adeoti, and he will be discussing on youth and law enforcement. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. So now, for this week, my first question would be, now when we're talking about youths, we are all aware that it's between the age range of, let's say, 17 years to 40. And law enforcement, how do you think those two correlate?
Youth and law enforcement correlates, because most of the time, when anyone wants to join a security outfit, they are always youth. It's very rare, or it's awkward to see an elderly person joining a security firm or a security outfit. So it's still always going to be a youth. And if you see, when there's recruitment process going on, they will ask for the age. From maybe 22, yes, the government felt you should have finished by 18 at times, 22, between 18 or 22 to maybe 32 or 28 years of age. So it has a lot to do with each other. One. Secondly, most of the time youth are more engaged in criminal activities than the children or the adults. I said more. I'm not saying adults are not engaged, but youth mostly, because of peer pressure, and yes, mostly peer pressure, poverty, so many things. So youth more often engage in criminal activities. So they have a lot of.
Now, sir, talking about criminal activities, now when the youth year of law enforcement agency, especially the police, the custom, or the NDLEA, or the SAS, there's this kind of aura of fear that, you know, equip them. Now, how do you think we can bridge the gap of anxiety between the police and the youth, like having a free and clear mind between the police, especially the law enforcement agencies, and the youth? How do you think we can bridge the gap?
You can't rule fear out, but normally, when you are innocent, there's no reason for you to be afraid. But that doesn't mean, even if you are not innocent, you can still be afraid because of the situation we are in this country, because of the lawlessness of some law enforcement agents. So it puts a lot of fear, because due to experiences those youths have had with law enforcement agents, due to experiences they've seen from other experiences that they've had. The first one had HAD, the second one HEARD, that they've had or heard from other people. So yes, it puts fear on them, but law enforcement agents, especially police or any other law enforcement agencies, are human beings like these youths. They have the same blood running in their veins. They have the same emotions. They have the same temperament and all that. So there's no reason for you to be afraid. You just need to respect them. Yeah, you just need to respect law enforcement agents. You don't need to be afraid of them. You respect is reciprocal. Once you give they will give you back. And it has to be in returns. The law enforcement agents, this an advice, respect the civilians too, because they are human beings. You are privileged to be a law enforcement agent. So respect is reciprocal. You as law enforcement agents give civilians their due respect, and you see they will give you back.
Okay. Now I want my next question would be that, how do law enforcement agencies identify criminals or suspects? Like for example, in a wide range of place and area, assuming they go there and arrest people, maybe because they heard about something and they feel like they need to, you know, tame that place and arrest some people. So how do you identify criminals among the innocent?
Law enforcement agents are trained. They are trained officers. Yeah, they do a lot of investigation trainings, intelligence trainings, and all that. Now, they know, they could easily assess and observe. I'm not saying assume, but assess, observe appearances, dispositions, gestures. Because of their training, they can easily point out suspects from innocents. Now, they can interview. Through interview, through the information they had or they've got, they can easily put all this together and get this suspect. And in some cases, forensics. Yes, law enforcement agents have been exposed to criminal scene investigation and forensic analysis and all that, and forensic investigation. So they can use all this media to apprehend a suspect or detect a suspect from an innocent person.
What is the difference between interrogation and interview? You make mention of the interview, but basically what people are mostly aware of is the interrogation part, where a police asks you questions about something relating to why you are arrested. So what's the difference between interview and interrogation?
Well, to my best of ability, in my own opinion, and through trainings, the British normally prefer to use interview to interrogation. And I've had some trainings with the British High Commission, UNODC and all that. Now, interrogation is stronger than, they believe, interrogation is stronger than interview. Interview is on a lighter note, because any person that is arrested is still a suspect, is not a criminal until he's judged and in the court of law, and it's proven that he actually did this and they sentenced the person. Now, interview is milder. You want to know, you are asking to pick facts from the person, but interrogation is more tense or more intense than interview. People see it as almost the same. There is slight difference. So you interview a suspect, and probably when the person is when you need to be a little bit hard on the person, you can interrogate. So those questions you'll be posing while interviewing is quite going to be different with the question you'll be asking while you are interrogating.
Now, why do law enforcement agencies raid? And when we're talking about this raiding, it's basically or majorly focused on youths. So why do law enforcement raid?
It's legal. Raid is legal. Section 4 of Police Act, Prevention and Detection of Crime, Apprehension of Offenders, Protection of Life and Properties, and so on, makes raid legal. Now, law enforcement gets hold of information about a particular place or particular elements that are of danger to the society, and it's going to be they do this covert operation because these elements must not know about the raid or the operation. Once they know, they take to their heels and run away. So that is why it has to be covert. And they raid based on one, information; two, probably they are suspecting an area. While maybe they see that this particular area, it's a suspected area. They raid all spots, and maybe there's a criminal that is on the run or they are looking for. They raid and they feel and they get hold of the information that the suspect is in a particular place. They raid those places.
When police are raiding, or let me put it like in a more simpler way, when police are arresting suspects, there's this assumption that they arrest based on your appearance. So for example, if a youth probably is wearing something that he shouldn't be wearing, or something you feel like portray him as a criminal, and apparently he's not actually not a criminal, but you just arrested him because of his appearance, how do you think as a law enforcement person, how do you think that person can be distinguished from just a normal person? Why is appearance the basic reason why police arrest someone?
First and foremost, there's this adage that they say the way you are addressed, the way you are dressed. Yes, there's no reason for you to dress awkward. Not under normal circumstances, when you see a neatly dressed person, it is in the nature of men in quote, or man in quote, that when you see a neatly dressed person, a responsible dressed person, you respect the person. But when someone is awkwardly dressed, the way he looks, even, yes, he may be innocent, but the way he looks, or he or she looks, it looks more like a suspected person. And if you notice in our society, mostly people who are suspect, who do bad things or evil things, I don't want to be saying criminals, but so that's why I'm trying to be careful of my words. People who do bad things are always very haggard. Percentage is high. The way because they are reckless, they don't care, they kill, they are kidnappers, they don't see life as anything. So it's very hard for you to see them reasonably dressed.
That is why I'm asking you that. Aren't appearance deceptive? Like, a person can be neatly dressed, wearing good clothes, a collar, a shirt, and a tie, and the person actually does bad things. So, and a person might be, just because of the trend of fashion, wear something that is not really proper. That's what I'm asking you, that aren't the appearance deceptive?
You are very correct. Appearance can be very deceptive, but that appearance is deceptive doesn't rule out someone to be neatly dressed. Now, someone who psychologically dresses well and is into crime are always very few. They are always masterminds. They do this crime on purpose. That's the reason they are dressed. They are calculative. So it can be deceptive anyway, but it doesn't mean that you should not dress properly anytime, anything.
Okay. So what would be your advice for the youths not to get entangled with law enforcement agency, especially at the negative part? Because mostly when we hear about law enforcement agency, it's not really, aside maybe a youth is one of them, like, I mean, maybe a police officer or a NDLEA officer, how do you think a youth can stop getting entangled with them on the negative aspects? Okay, if you don't understand my question well, okay, how do you think the youth would stop being, like, maybe getting arrested or getting involved in their in the raids and everything? How do you think the youth can stop that?
Okay, one, I'm a spiritual person. Pray. Always pray. Secondly, don't do late nights. Don't do late nights. If you are going somewhere, always tell someone your whereabouts. Then, if peradventure you are unlucky and you are arrested among in probably a place, maybe on a raid, you were arrested, be calm. Because you are innocent, be reasonable with the police officer. You don't need to be violent. Don't be too apprehensive that you start making scene or creating scene unnecessarily. Yes, and be polite. Even if you need to create scene, create it politely. What I mean is, you don't need to start shouting at them or being rude at a law enforcement agent. Be polite in whatever way you can be. So, and just be careful of places. You will always know that, okay, these are places that they are not, you are not supposed to be seen in those areas. Be aware of those places, like hotspots and some criminal hideouts. People know hideouts. Be informative and just be polite.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Tade Adeoti, for this wonderful lesson. And here comes the end of this week's episode of Peculiar Prem Podcast on Youth and Law Enforcement. I'm still myself, Ademisola Ademefu. Thank you for listening. Bye.